I want to tell you about what happened between me and my son Steve recently. I didn't mean for it to happen, but, well, he came home from work one day and it all started coming out. I said to him, "Son, what's wrong? I can tell something is bothering you. Is everything okay at work? You can tell me. I'm your mother. You can tell me anything." "Oh, I see. It's personal, and you're too embarrassed to be talking about personal stuff with your mother. Well, if that's the case, just pretend I'm not your mother. Pretend that I'm just one of your friends at work or something." "You can't do that either, because the problem involves one of your friends at work? Okay. How about this then? Come sit beside your mother here on the sofa in the living room, and we'll turn off all the lights, and it will just be the two of us, sitting close together like when you were younger and I used to hold you. Let Mommy put her arms around her only son like I used to, and close your eyes and just let it all out." "Oh? It might be embarrassing." "To who?" "Me?" "Baby, let me tell you, I have been around the block a time or two. Nothing you can say will embarrass me. So just close your eyes and pretend that I'm a counselor or something, even a stranger, and pour your little heart out to me, son." "I see. You're having these sexual fantasies at work, huh? And you're afraid that if you don't get them under control, you might act them out? Tell me more. Tell me about these sexual fantasies, and maybe I can help you figure out what to do about them. Your mother is no stranger to sex, you know. And now that you're a young man and old enough to drink, you're allowed to say whatever you want. So go ahead, start talking, and Mommy will listen." So this is what my son Steve told me as we sat next to each other in the dark in the living room. He told me that this was one of his fantasies at work. He said, "It was the start of a long shift, and Steve was heading up to the furniture department of the store where he worked, as they were low on staff today, and it was a busy Saturday at the store, what with Christmas shoppers and everything. As Steve approached the furniture department where he was assigned to work that day, he noticed that his friend Amy was making the beds on the display floor. Amy was a young, busty blonde that Steve always had a thing for. She was one of the managers, but always got on well with the staff. Steve noticed Amy bending over one of the beds, and he could see her huge tits bursting out of her blazer. Steve couldn't resist and headed over to see Amy. 'Hi, Steve,' Amy said excitingly. 'Are you ready for today's trade?' Steve helped Amy adjust the bed, but still looked pretty miserable. 'Not really, not if I'm honest. I'm pretty fed up,' Steve said. 'What's up, babe?' Amy said, adjusting her low-cut, scoop-neck, white-knit top she wore underneath the blazer. 'I can't really say. It's not really appropriate for work talk,' Steve said. Amy had her hands on her waist and was looking more concerned as he spoke. 'You can tell me. I'm your manager.' 'Well, I'm really pent up, and I haven't had any for a while, if you know what I mean. I'm just finding it hard to concentrate, really, to keep my mind on business,' said Steve, feeling happier now that he'd gotten it off his chest. 'Oh, dear,' Amy said. 'Well, we've just opened up the store, and the customers are starting to come in, but, did you want to rape me on this bed or something to try and clear your head?' Amy said, now with her arms folded, pushing her huge tits out of her blazer. I'm sorry, Amy. What did you just say?' Steve said, stunned. Rape me? Did you want to rip my cunt open with your big dick and blow your load inside me to help you concentrate? She said it with such calmness he couldn't believe it. I mean, yeah, obviously, Steve said, now amazed he was finally going to get to fuck his dream work colleague. Great, Amy said, unbuttoning her blazer and adjusting her hair. What I'll do is I'll get on the bed, and you can pin my legs behind my head and just pound me until you shoot your load inside me. Maybe then you'll be a little perkier for the rest of the day. Steve began to get undressed, and he pulled his dick out and started to jerk it off in front of her to get it hard. She slid her skirt off and stepped out of her, and she was just in a leopard print lingerie set. She undid the clasp of her bra, and her huge 34 double D tits dropped out. She took off her thong panties and crawled onto the bed. Now, Steve, just push my legs behind my head and stretch me open with your thick dick. Steve did just that. He pushed her ankles behind her head and started rubbing his cock against her cunt, and he slapped it against her clit, and she moaned in pleasure, and then he pushed the tip in, and she cried out, Jesus Christ, you're so fucking big, Steve, Amy said, grunting as she tried to take it all in. Do you want me to stop? No, no, keep going. Force it in if you have to. Just stretch me around it. And so Steve pushed it in and began to fuck Amy hard. His balls were slapping against her thick ass, and her tits were bouncing as he pounded her into the bed. Is it working? Amy asked, panting. Oh, fuck yeah, said Steve, as he pushed her tiny waist down into the mattress. Do you need anything else? Asked Amy innocently. What do you mean? Well, do you need to choke me or something? Maybe spit on my face? Do you want me to call you daddy and beg you? Amy said, only concerned about the task at hand. Call me daddy, said Steve. Yes, daddy. Just rape me, daddy. Rip my tiny little cunt open with your big daddy dick. Customers began to enter the department and could clearly see Amy getting fucked on the bed. A lot of them were avoiding the situation, but some couldn't help but stop and stare. Excuse me, one lady said. Yes, Amy said, grunting and panting. What's happening here? The customer politely asked. Well, Steve was pent up, and as he hadn't had any sex recently, so I just offered to get raped and let him blow his load inside me, Amy said innocently. Oh, right, there you are, said the customer, as if everything was normal. Can I help you in any way? I guess so. You could play with his balls, his huge balls, that are slapping against my ass, and beg him to fuck me, Amy said as she was panting with pleasure. Oh, righto, absolutely, said the customer. The customer put down her shopping bag, took her jacket off, and started to knead his balls and bite his ear, jerking his cock as well as he pounded Amy's tiny cunt. Fuck her, Daddy. Rape her cunt till she cries, said the customer. Steve sped up as the customer was fondling his balls, and Amy was getting so wet. The sound of this sent Steve into overdrive, and he started to cum. Shoot your load into me, Steve, Amy screamed. Dump it. Dump your load into me, Daddy. More and more customers gathered around as Steve tore Amy's cunt open, and Steve shot rope after rope of cum into Amy. Then he proceeded to pull a soaking cock out of her wet gash. Can I suck you clean? The customer asked politely. And the customer gently cupped his huge dick and cleaned his load off, and then got dressed minus the thong and proceeded to make the rest of the beds. Cum was leaking out of Amy's cunt and down her legs and leaving a trail around the shop floor. Well, after my son told me his work fantasy, what am I going to say about wanting to fuck his manager, Amy? I told him that was all perfectly normal. All young men had fantasies about fucking the girls at work, and I knew my son had a fetish for girls with big tits. It was only natural, considering his mother has big tits, and I nursed my son until he was 4. Or at least almost 4. We both enjoyed it, so I figured, why not? His daddy had left us, and it was just the 2 of us. And as a mother, I enjoyed wrapping my arms around my baby boy as I nursed him. But now that he was an adult, I still enjoyed being close to him, like we were, sitting next to each other here in the sofa, me listening to him tell me all about his sexual fantasy. I had often wondered if my son was still a virgin, but I shouldn't be thinking that way. Instead, I asked him if he had any more fantasies about the girls at work, and he said yes, he did. And then he proceeded to tell me about another one of his fantasies. He said that his other fantasy was that after he fucked Amy, he went to the office where he noticed his colleague Mary struggling at the computer, and he asked her what was the matter. "Everything all right, Mary?" "No, this stupid thing isn't the right length," shouted Mary.
"What do you mean?"
"I need to design this exactly 11 inches to fit on this piece of paper, and the measuring tool here on the computer is incorrect." Mary was getting more and more frustrated.
"Well, Mary, my dick is 11 inches if you want to use that as a ruler," Steve said half-jokingly.
Mary looked up in amazement. "Is it? Can I suck you off to get it hard and use it to measure this?"
"Of course you can," said Steve.
And with that, he unzipped his trousers and pulled out his dick, still wet from Amy's cunt earlier. And Mary began to suck his balls and jerk his dick to get him hard. The other girls in the office were all watching as Mary jerked him off as she sucked his cock.
"I need to fuck your face," Steve said.
"Go ahead," Mary said, as she looked up at him through her black-rimmed glasses and opened her mouth. He placed his dick in her small mouth and began to fuck it like a cunt. Cum and saliva were dripping down her chin onto her big tits, and he began to fondle her tits. Mary had big, plump tits, too, just like Amy did. Another girl in the office, Susan, came over and undid her top to expose her tits and rubbed her naked tits all up and down Steve's back as he fucked Mary's mouth.
"I'm going to come," said Steve as he pulled his dick out of Mary's mouth.
"Come on my face. Shoot it. Come on. Come on my glasses," said Mary, and Steve covered Mary's face with a huge facial. When Steve was done, Mary quickly checked the measurement using his thick dick. 11 inches, right on the dot. "Oh, thank you so much, Steve. It worked," Mary said, delighted, with cum dripping down her face under her tits. As Steve walked out of the room, Susan came over again and helped to lick up all the cum off of Mary's face and tits as she carried on working on the computer. So there I was. I sat on the sofa listening to my son talk about his sexual fantasies, and it occurred to me that my son was definitely a horny young man, and since he didn't have a girlfriend that I knew about, he probably wasn't getting any sex. Sex is important for a young man. His balls need to be drained every day. And based upon what I just heard, I figured that my son had a monster cock and huge balls. My son was, he was like Walter Mitty. He probably spent all his days just fantasizing about fucking and the girls at work and having them suck his cock off. I hated to see my son in distress, and I knew that if he was having these kinds of fantasies about work, he really had some pent-up cum loads he needed to shoot out. So I asked my son if he would like his mother to help him, me. If he would like to pretend that I was one of the girls at work. I could pretend to be Amy with the huge tits, and I would suck his cock and let him fuck my face. He could even fuck my throat if he wanted to, and give his mother a facial. You know, shoot his jizz all over my face. I even told him that I would let him fuck me too, if that's what it took to calm him down, to relax him. If I hadn't had a few nips of the cooking sherry before my son came home, I probably wouldn't have even suggested such a thing. But I was horny, too. And if my son wanted a woman to give him some relief, why not have him use his very own mother? After all, I had needs, too. And the idea of fucking my son, sucking his cock, having him shoot his jizz in my fuck hole. Well, let's just say that a mother has fantasies, too. So that's what we did. I got up from the couch and turned on just one light so Steve could see me. And then I started humming the stripper song as I started stripping off my clothes for him. First came off my red knit top, the one I bought for Santa. Yeah. I pulled it off over my head, leaving me in just my red bra. My tits are big, just like in my son's fantasy, and they virtually ooze out of the top of my bra. Steve told me to take off my bra, which I did, but then I cupped my tits and played peekaboo with them, teasing my son. Then I took off my black skirt, leaving me in just my red thong panties. Like I said, I've been having fantasies of my own, and I had just bought some sexy thong panties just in case I had a chance to show my ass off to a man. And sure enough, here was my chance, even though the man was my own son. So I danced around and shook my ass in his face, and while I was doing my little striptease, Steve had unzipped his pants and pulled his cock out and was stroking it. I could see it was a big cock. He hadn't been fooling when he told me his fantasies, and I couldn't wait to wrap my lips around it. If there is one thing that really turns me on, it's sucking a man's cock. A man's hard, swollen, thick cock that's leaking pre-cum. I love the feel of a man's cock in my mouth, filling me up, and then having him put his hands in my head to hold me steady while he fucks my face, and then pulling me closer to his belly as he tries to force his cock past my tonsils and down my throat. I was a sucker for my son's cock, so I dropped to my knees and crawled over to him where he was still seated on the couch. I told him to lift his hips up so I could pull down his pants and underwear. And then I rubbed my big fat titties all over his legs and knees and thighs and all over his cock. Then Steve grabbed my head and pushed my mouth down at his cock and made me take him inside my mouth. I loved it. I love feeling my son's cock inside my mouth. Then he pulled it out and started slapping my face with it. It was so big, and he liked slapping it around his mother's face, I could tell. Then I encircled his shaft with my hand and started wanking it as I licked his balls. They were all smelly and musky, but I didn't care. They smelled of all man. Then I licked my way up his shaft again. Until I reached the tip. Then I gave him a lemon squeeze blowjob with the tip of my tongue, just swirling the flat of my tongue all the way around his wet tip, while I encircled the top of his shaft and swirled it this way and that way, up and down. Then taking his head into my mouth and sucking on it. I can tell he liked it. All men do. And I knew he was going to come soon, but I didn't want him to come before he fucked me.
I was dying to feel my son's big, huge dick inside my fuckhole, and I was so wet and needy for my son's cock. So I told my son to mount me as I lay on my back on the living room carpet with my legs spread wide. And so he got on top of me and laid his cockhead right at the entrance to my fuckhole, sliding his shaft up and down my wet gash, rubbing it all over my clit. And then he bent down and started sucking on my tits as he took his cock and shoved it all the way inside my cunt in one big, smooth, thrusting motion. Oh. And let me tell you, it felt so good to be filled up by my son's prick. I had never felt so full before, ever. And I told him what a good boy he was and how much I loved feeling his cock inside my cunt, his mother's cunt, the same cunt that made him, and how it was only right that he fuck his mother and give mommy all of his cum. And I could tell that my dirty talk was getting to him because his cock swelled up even more and he started to forcefully plunge it inside my wet, sloppy fuckhole and give me every inch. I felt him bump up against my cervix, and it hurt, but I told him to keep going. I told him that mommy likes your son's cock inside her cunt, fucking her, and how I wanted him to keep pounding my snatch until he was ready to explode. I knew it wouldn't be long, and so I took my left hand from around his neck and started rubbing my clit. I was so close myself, and I wanted to come so bad. I wanted to come on my son's cock, and I told him so. I told him, fuck me, son. Give me your big, huge dick. Pound mommy's gash with your monster fuck stick. Give mommy every inch. And come inside me. Give me your cum, son. Give it all to mommy. And then he shot his load. I could feel him spunk me. And it felt glorious. Oh, he shot load after load after load of man jizz inside his mother's cunt, collapsing on top of my tits as I held my son close to me. Oh, and I knew right then and there that this wouldn't be the last time that mommy took care of her son's needs.